Let's bring him in. Pat Pagano. Hey, Pat.
And good morning to you, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. And once we get through the weather, Pat has a question to ask Marshall and the listeners.
Okay.
Very tough question. Okay, but before that, we'll talk about the weather. We have high pressure from Ontario, Canada, down to the Gulf States. That is the reason why it's cold, because the high over Ontario is Arctic origin. And we'll have sunshine in the high today, about 30. Then tonight, with a clear and calm wind, we call it radiational cooling. The temperature is able to drop, and the cold air settles to the ground. So tonight, 5 to 10 above. By the way, what's your temperature now, Marshall?
Actually, it's not that bad. It's here at the station, it's like 19 degrees. My house this morning was around 16 degrees.
16. Okay, good. I figured mid-teens, so that we're on track. Friday, sunny, low 30s. Then Saturday, we'll have some with increasing clouds, but we pop into the mid-40s as the high pressure over the Gulf States moves off the coast and sends us a southerly wind. Cold front number one approaches Sunday. Still have a problem with this. Now, remember, back on Monday, we had a problem with this because the Euro model was telling us that it wasn't going to rain until late Sunday and Monday, and was giving us over 2 inches of rain. The American model was saying Saturday night into Sunday and not much. Looks like the American model definitely is winning out, because now the other models have, including the Euro, have seen it this way. So I'm not sure how much rain you're getting on Sunday. I don't think it's a lot. Let's put it that way. And I know you were talking about this. You didn't want a lot of rain, and I don't think it's a lot. And I think temperatures will still be close to 50. And if it rains, I think most of our rain will come in the morning. And I don't think it'll do anything in the afternoon. Okay, so now we have cold front number two approaching sometime Monday into Tuesday. That comes down from the Great Lakes. As it does, there's upper air energy that could cause a storm to form on that front when it hits the ocean. So that could make the forecast a little tricky. Right now for Monday, I am calling for some snow showers with highs in the 30s. If that low forms quickly on the front, there could be, it could evolve into some sort of an accumulating snow Monday night into Tuesday. So we'll have to watch that. And we still have one more day. Today's Thursday, so tomorrow, hopefully the models have a better grip on it. Also, what concerns me is that the full old moon is on Wednesday, and that is the second full moon of the month. And you know my theory. Within a day or two, either side of the full moon, there's always a storm. So we have to...
Your gut feeling is a little bit towards a storm then.
It sure is. And you know, it's very easy to get complacent in a weather pattern like this, you know, and you just can't. It is the end of January. We're only 1 month into winter, and you just can't be complacent, even though we're talking 40s to near 50 over the weekend. So take advantage of that and enjoy it. Okay, now, Marshall, here's the question for you. And even our listeners, they could send you an email and respond to it. I welcome any light that you could shed on this topic. Last year, when we had our movie premiere, two people spilled red wine on our brand new white and gray woolen expensive rug on the floor.
What type of rug is it?
It's expensive. It's a wool rug. I think it's like an Egyptian spun, something like that. And it's white and gray. They spilled it on the rug, and they also spilled it on our white couches, at least on one of the club chairs and the ottoman. So I said that there'll be no red wine this year. Now, people have told me who are coming to the premiere that you cannot say that to your guests, no red wine. That it's kind of rude. So I'm thinking along the lines, okay, if I can't say that, do I not put red wine out to be served? I could try that. But then people told me that if people bring red wine, even though they're not supposed to open what they bring for their guest, they will have a tendency to open the bottle of red wine, and then what did you do? Or do I cover all my couches with throws in the event red wine gets spilled again?
I'd just say to people, if they come and they like red wine,
right, please be careful.
Drink it in the drink the red wine in the kitchen, or you know where you have where you don't have
where you have parquet floors and no yeah, light around.
That's what I'd say.
And if I mean, I could say that.
No, I would. I would say, hey, listen, you know, we spent a lot of money, and I love you. I love your company, everything like that. But if you're going to bring red wine and drink red wine, you'll have to do it, you know, in a different area of the house. That's what I would say.
Yeah, the problem is the kitchen's upstairs, and the den, the big huge den that we have, where we show the movies downstairs. So most of the people will be congregating downstairs, and I really don't want to pick up the rug. I really don't. To me, that will just change the decor of the room.
Terry Uverard just put in a give anybody that wants red wine.
Yep.
Get those sippy cups that have tops on them. Anybody that wants red wine, you give them a sippy cup.
Well, that's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
You mean those plastic ones, like you see, yeah, like you get, like when you go to Starbucks or something like that, where you can put the straw through it.
Yeah.
Well, of course, you can't drink wine out of a straw.
No, but
you got to get a cup that.
They've got the ones that have the clips that push down and that open up. You can buy sippy cups, absolutely.
Are you talking about like a? You're not talking about a coffee cup.
No.
Okay, they're called sippy cups.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah, I'm looking at them right now. I'm looking at them right now.
You are?
Yeah. Munchkin Miracle 10-ounce sippy cups that have covers.
And you typed out sippy cups?
Yeah, sippy cups. Munchkin Miracle 360.
I see it right now. $11.49.
Yeah, and they're different, and they're all different colors.
Well, bust me.
There you go.
How do you like that? You see? You're right. Look at that.
Hi, is there another listener with us for Pat?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not a good idea.
Well, Jill, we only have a minute, so.
Yeah, so I'm just throwing out, skip the sippy cup.
I think you're wrong, Jill. I'm sorry.
Jill.
Jill, you're vetoed on this.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Good luck with that.
Goodbye. I think she's vetoed on that.
You think so?
I think so. We only have 30 seconds. She's vetoed on that.
Okay.
I think the sippy cup is your first good idea. There might be more ideas that come up after that, but that's your first good idea.
Okay, well, that's at least, look, we have time to work on this, so that's great. I like that suggestion.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Marshall, have a good one.